Somali government troops killed at least 10 famine refugees at the Badbado camp in Mogadishu after distribution of dry rations by the World Food Program devolved into looting. "They fired on us as if we were their enemy," said Abidio Getty. "We don't get much food, and the rare food they bring causes death and torture." Wow. This is the Weekly News and Review, which was posted on the 9th of August, 2011, by Anthony Lydgate. I want to say, in tribute to my mother, whose birthday was August 9th. She's not with us anymore, but salute, Mom. And this is the news of the preceding week here on killradio.org. Thousands of Somalis fled to the United Nations Dadaab complex in Kenya, enduring a weeks-long journey through hyena and bandit-infested desert. "It is peaceful here," said Ali Humbail, who lives with his family at the edge of the camp. "There is no gunfire, but we are starving." While Syrian tanks bombarded the cities of Hama and Deir al-Zour to quash what the government called acts of killing and terrorism, police shot and killed 29-year-old Mark Duggan in the North London neighborhood of Tottenham, setting off riots throughout the British capital and in Birmingham. And I should mention that the police killed some black kid out here in Southern California as well, and we've had some riots out here as well. President Obama wished the world's Muslims a Ramadan Kareem, a bountiful Ramadan, avoiding the more common phrase Ramadan Mubarak, blessed Ramadan, probably because Mubarak is, you know, and besides the trial of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak on murder and corruption charges began in Cairo last week. Now, why do we take Standard & Poor's seriously when their estimate of our debt is off by $2 trillion? I mean, you couldn't even count to a trillion sitting in your chair where you are right now. It would take you, what, a year or something to count to a trillion? And yet that's how far off S&P was. They have overestimated the federal debt by $2 trillion, yet Standard & Poor's downgraded the United States' long-term credit ranking from AAA to AA+, prompting one market analyst to warn this crisis will run and run and could make Lehman look like a Tupperware party. In session for a total of 59 seconds, a skeleton crew of Senate Democrats ended a partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration, putting 4,000 employees back to work and allowing the government to resume collecting $200 million per week in airline ticket taxes. Former New York gubernatorial candidate Jimmy McMillan of the Rent Is Too Damn High party and Oscar-winning actress Faye Dunaway faced eviction from their rent-regulated apartments. "You don't tell an American how to live," McMillan said to reporters. "I hope you have a terrible life," Dunaway said to her landlord. Governor Rick Perry, one of the worst human beings here in the United States, whose April entreaty to his fellow Texans to pray for rain failed to alleviate the state's devastating drought, led some 30,000 worshipers in what they called The Response, a Christian prayer gathering at Houston's Reliance Stadium. Though Perry and others urged attendees to fast, the people didn't. Concession stands sold nachos and smoothies throughout the seven-hour event. A San Angelo revivalist skipped lunch but bought a hot dog around 4 p.m., saying, "That's the agreement I made with God." I think it would be worth taking the time to note that this Christian stuff, all this stuff about Jesus coming back and all that, those are all fairy tales, okay? Religion is nonsense. And it might be nice for people who, you know, need to have reassurance But in fact, if you're living in this world and you know there is no reassurance, let's throw away the fairy tales. Let's throw away the religion. All right? It's time for us to grow up and stop pretending that there's an invisible God that's going to take care of us. Graduate students in Texas demonstrated that such materials as grass, chocolate, cockroach legs, and miniature dachshund feces can be used to create graphene, a form of carbon praised for its conductivity. The students estimated that a sheet of graphene derived from a box of Girl Scout shortbread cookies would cover 3 football fields and be worth $15 billion. Australian researchers persisted in attempting to engineer artificial dingo urine, and Tasmanians testified that local marsupials remain a threat to the island's opium crop. We have a problem with wallabies entering poppy fields, getting as high as a kite, and going around in circles, said Attorney General Lara Giddings. Then they crash. That sounds funny. I hope it's on YouTube. Women in the remote Colombian town of Barbacoas continued to protest inadequate roads and medical care by withholding sex from their partners. I think that's a great idea. And South African scientists found that elephant seal cows, who are sometimes crushed by bulls during lovemaking, use the ocean to their advantage. Coercing a female is so much more difficult in the water because she has more options, said one ecologist. Cattle ranchers tested their herds for brisket disease. Ukrainians vowed to stop forcing vodka on bears in roadside hotels. Buddhists freed 534 lobsters in observance of wheel-turning day. And journalists in Connecticut investigated the mariachi trio responsible for serenading a beluga whale at the Mystic Aquarium last month. It seems that you can have interactions with a beluga, said guitarist Eduardo Rocha. You cannot do that with a shark. I'll leave aside comments on the debt ceiling issue, which are so embarrassing and make me angry. And I'll just say, obviously, it's another low news week. Your doctor's probably on vacation. You could, scroll around on the Kill Radio podcast archives and look for my Chill Room shows to listen to. Or you could come aboard Kill Radio on Friday nights at around 10 or 11 p.m. West Coast time and listen to me live. But thanks for listening right now. And, come back next week. Kill Radio's going to be here from now on. You bet.